a trail. We're going to do a series of things. We're looking for the manifestation of the Spirit and gifts of the Spirit to be active in the body. They're here. A lot of them are laying dormant. We want them to see them activated. Amen. Before I start, though, I just want to say in our nation, in our world right now, Isaiah 60 really spoke to my heart this morning, and verse 2, where the prophet Isaiah said, "Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Like never before, in the time and the age that we're living in, the church needs to light it up." Amen. We need to light it up. He said in verse 1, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee." Yep. Amen. 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 That we're children of the living God. Amen. We need to brighten it up a little bit. Amen. In other words, we got to take the light to the world. Amen. So no matter what happens in our nation, no matter what happens in the world, we're under the laws of God. We're his children. We got a supreme being. His name is God, Jehovah God. Amen. He's the Father, he's the Son, and he's the Holy Ghost. Amen. And there's going to be all kinds of ugliness in the world. The Bible says, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold." Amen. And as you can say, in our world that we live in, iniquity is surely abounding and is getting bigger, but the church is getting ready to explode. I'm not just talking about here. The church is getting ready to explode. Jesus said these things will happen before his return. There are signs, wonders, and miracles, and the church is about ready to arise. We're not here talking just for the sake of talking. We're here with this word and what we're speaking because God wants us to start moving and operating in what he's already given us. Amen. When he said it was done, it's finished, so we already got it. Amen. We're in a worship service. Just bear with me. I might get a little excited today, so I'm going to take my coat off. Amen. We're in a worship service, and we're saying, "Blow, wind, blow, fire, fall," and we're just singing it out of our mouth. God says, "Let it come out of your heart, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks." Amen. This isn't just about head knowledge, it's heart knowledge. Let that word of God flow from that 18-inch journey from your brain to your heart, from your heart to your mouth, and let God arise in the house. Amen. 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 This is the house of God. Amen. We're children of God. Amen. If you can't worship him and praise him in here, you think you're going to do something out there? "Well, I don't feel like it, Pastor." Well, you know what? It's not about your feelings. It's not about your feelings. It's about his word. It's about what he said. And every word that is spoken is valuable and it has weight. Amen. So today he's going to speak to you and I today. Amen. Okay? Hallelujah. You know, he says, you know, I started this message. The Lord just wants you to understand there's no prophet without manifestation. The Bible says the Spirit is given to every man the prophet withal. In other words, unless these gifts are activated, unless they're manifested, nobody's benefiting from them. Amen? It's like buying your child a birthday gift and not giving it to them. But it giving them the gift and the child never opened it. You bought him this brand new bike and you wrapped it all up. He's been crying and begging for a bike. And you went and purchased a bike and you put it in a box and you wrapped it up and you gave it to him for his birthday as a gift. And he never opened it. But he's still crying for the bike. He already has it. It just hasn't been opened. And God says he's given every man severally as he wills. He's given the gifts. He's given them gifts. And the problem is they're just not being opened. Amen. So bear with me as we go in. We're going to go into verse number 8 this morning for the message today. The word of God says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Amen. So let's just see where the Lord wants to take us. Let's lift our word together today in the house. Can we make a declaration together and say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in this house today. Now we asked you, Father God, we began early today, we asked you to allow fire to fall in this house. We asked you, Father God, for the wind of the Spirit to blow. Father God, as that fire comes down and that wind blows, Father God, that wind just stirs up. Lord, I just see a brush fire getting ready to take place. As your wind blows against that fire, it's going to spread. Just like the Holy Ghost spread when they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance, Father God, they began to witness. They began to tell others about you, Father God, and there was 3,000 in one day. There was a Holy Ghost blaze. There was a fire that went out, Father God. So, Lord Jesus, I pray today, Father God, that you stir our hearts and you stir our lives. May there be not one gift that's dormant, that isn't activated, that isn't put to use, and won't ever cease to give you all glory and praise in Jesus' name. Now, Father, speak through me today. Speak to this congregation. May the words that come forth out of this mouth bring you glory, and I'll never cease to give you honor. In Jesus' name I ask these things. Amen and amen. So first we're going to talk about a word, the word of wisdom. There's no greater wisdom than what you're holding in your hand. This is inspired and it's given by God. Amen. It's heavenly wisdom. And God wants to know, even when he gives us a word of wisdom, he will place something in your heart. It may be a scripture, a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song, or whatever he might place in your heart. Faith is what activates it. Faith is our activator. In other words, God said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. In other words, in the gifts of the Spirit that God has given us, faith is the activator. Look to your neighbor and say, faith is the activator. Now look with me in Ephesians chapter 3. Verse number 10. The Apostle Paul says this, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Be known to the church. God wants it to be known to you. Amen. In other words, when I stand up here, and I'm not saying that I'm a wise man, but when I'm saying, when I'm preaching, or when someone is ministering and teaching and preaching the word of God, they're bringing a word of wisdom. They're reading a word of heavenly wisdom. Every time you open the word, you're getting spiritual wisdom. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I, you know, the Bible says, and Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. So we're in here and we're going to dissect and we're going to look at the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to look at the scripture because the Word is what gives life. If faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, it's God's Word that's going to increase your faith. That's going to increase your faith to do what? What are we looking at? To manifest the gifts. Because faith is the activator. Amen. Remember, look at your neighbor and say, faith is the activator. So turn with me to James chapter 3 as we're looking at this gifts. James 3. We're looking at the gift of wisdom, the word of wisdom. So he speaks about the wisdom that is from above. In verse 17 of James 3, it's first pure, it's peaceable, it's gentle, it's easy to be entreated, it's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So what we're looking at, we're looking at the word of wisdom, the word of God. Who is the wisest person in the world? God. Do you think there's anyone wiser than him? What did Eve do in the, excuse me, what did Eve do in the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3? What was she trying to obtain? Wisdom. The tree of good and the tree of evil, of knowledge, of wisdom. But she went about it in the wrong route. Amen. Everything you're looking for, he knows the answer to. Just about every circumstance and every situation you may be going through is already answered in the Word of God. You're with me? So look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. When you're there, say amen. Amen. We find the Apostle Paul is writing a letter to a student, Timothy. And we'll start at verse 15. He says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." You know, if you look in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, you see the apostle talks about Timothy's grandmama, Lois, and his mom, Eunice, that they were teaching him the word. Parents, train up your child in the way they should go, and when they get older, it won't depart from them. Amen? Amen. So here he says, and then he goes and says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. All scripture is the wisdom from heaven. James 1:5, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. He giveth liberally and abradeth not. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, is wisdom from heaven. Amen. Search the scriptures to get your answer. So many times we're looking to man for our answers, and our answers are right here. This is undilated. It's pure. When he said all scriptures inspired by God, it means that it's the pure word. And it's good. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly, no, that the man of God may be perfect. Is there anybody perfect in the room? I want you to understand now in the Greek, this word perfect comes from the Greek word arteos. It's spelled A-R-T-I-O-S. A-R-T-I-O-S. And it means complete. Complete. Perfect. Complete. Matter of fact, in Colossians 2:10, the Apostle Paul said, you're complete in him who's above all principality and power. Amen. In other words, you're perfect in him. You're complete in him. Amen. So he says that, so if we read that according to the arteos, we can say that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Who are we complete in? We're complete in Christ. Amen. You are complete in him who is above all principality and power. Right? Amen. What we're talking about is the word of wisdom. Amen. How many know that what you think isn't a word of wisdom? Hello? What God says is a word of wisdom. The tendency that we have is we try to add to what God says. If God is perfect, why do I have to add to what he said? Are you with me? In other words, turn with me back to Job 28. Job 28. Again, we're talking about a word of wisdom. Job says in Job 28:28, he says, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Now he said here, and unto man he said. Now Job was referring to something else in Scripture, something that Job had read. So turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, verse number 5. This is a familiar text. We read this 5 and 6 all the time. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But verse 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Amen. Amen. In other words, this is wisdom. This is wisdom of God. Amen. What is he saying? He said, honor the Lord. Have reverence for the Lord. Depart from evil. Amen. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. Look with me in Hosea chapter 14. I think it's so important as the church. Now let me understand. Let me clarify something so that everyone understands. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. In other words, I'm not going to point this word at anybody, or I'm not going to try to beat someone up with the word. I'm going to share the word and the truth and love, because the love, the word is what's going to set them free. Amen. It's not me. It's not you. It's his word. He says in Hosea 14:9, he said, who is wise and he shall understand these things? Prudent and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but transgressors shall fall therein. All right. Okay. Who is wise and shall understand these things? Prudent and shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. Light, darkness, good, evil, right, wrong. Amen. His wisdom, not mine. One of the greatest messages in the Word. How many know that Jesus was a pretty good preacher? Amen. He was a pretty good preacher. And in Matthew 5, in Matthew 6, and Matthew 7, he preached the Sermon on the Mount. Powerful sermon. Powerful message. He had all kinds of areas. He went through there. But look with me in Matthew chapter 7. When Jesus is closing his message. When he closes his message in Matthew 7:24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Heareth them and doeth them. Hear and do. 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 And doeth them. I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon the house and it fell. And great was the fall thereof. Hallelujah. Reuben, is this mic 2 on? Can you turn it on so it'll be in the message? Hallelujah. In other words, what is he saying? He said, when you hear the word and do it, hear the word and do it. Hello? Hello? It's got not, it just can't be head knowledge. You can know all the scriptures there is in the Bible, but unless you're doing applying them to your heart and life, there's no effect. There's so many people walking around with the word all in their brain, but it's just in their brain. God says, let it get down in your heart. Let the word take effect. Hear, do. Hear, do. Hear, do. Hear, do. Amen? In other words, he said, we not only be hearers of God's word, but we're to be doers of God's word. Amen? That's the wisdom that comes from above. It's peaceful. It's easy. Amen? This isn't difficult. God never made it. God never gave you anything more than you can accomplish because he gave you the Holy Spirit. Amen. He gave you a helper. He gave you an advocate. He gave you a friend. And I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Every day I'm faced with choices. Amen. We're faced with choices. The adversary doesn't have no rule over me. You know what the Bible says about me and you? You know what he says? That we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where's Satan? He's on this earth and in the airwaves. Where are we seated? We're seated in heavenly places. So what do? I look down at him. I don't look up at him. He's beneath me. He's beneath you. Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth. Now go you therefore. Amen. There was a transfer of power and a transfer of authority. God has placed it in our hearts and lives. Amen. Amen. You know why we're saying this? So that we can get it. So that we can just not be a hearer, but that we can be doers of God's word. Amen. You know what's going to change this word? Action. World is action. We can talk all we want in the church, but unless there's some action applied to the talk, it ain't going to accomplish nothing in this world. Darkness is going to continue to increase, and there's going to be a little flicker here and there of light. And people praying for revival. You don't have to pray for revival. Revival's come. Revival's in you. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you and I. We don't have to pray for a revival to come. It's already here. It's just about us allowing God to be activated and moving what God said. Amen? Amen. I liked it. Not yelling at anybody. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Colossians 3 verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing them with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Matter of fact, in Ephesians 5, the word of God says, in verse 18, he says, Verse 17, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, whereas excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen? Amen? So what is he saying? Hey, what am I asking? Somebody has a psalm. Who has a psalm? There's been a psalm on your heart. There's one of the psalms. There's been a word or a verse of the Bible that's been ringing in your heart. Who has a word? Who has a psalm? Does somebody in the house have a psalm? No, I didn't say a song. I said a psalm. Okay.
Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised.
I want you to say a psalm. I know that's a singing psalm, but I want a psalm.
Oh.
Psalm. S-P-S-A-L-M. I know, but I was going to do singing letter. I didn't ask you. I was asking for a word. Just bear with me. I'm nothing wrong. Just bear with me. Nobody in here has a word that's been in their heart all week. There hasn't been anybody that God's been speaking to. There's not a word that's been in your heart that you need to speak out. That's what we're gathered together. That's when we come together in the house of God.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but is delighted in the law of the Lord, and in the way doeth meditate day and night.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen.
Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen. Weeping may endure. Who else? Come on now. Come on. Hey, come on. Yeah, I guess I'll do this. Where's my helper? Huh?
I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Amen. Amen. Who else? Who else? Got a word. Come on, someone. Amen. All right.
I will not leave thee or forsake thee.
Amen. He will not leave you or forsake thee. All right. Here you go.
Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Amen. Amen. Who else? Who else got a word? Come on, come on, come on. Somebody else got a word? Come on. You ain't got nothing? Well, I can't believe it. Pastor won't let me speak. What you holding back for? Hello? Come on. Somebody got a word? Here we go. Amen. This is at the church. This is the church in action.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Not forget all his benefits, who healed all thy diseases and their iniquities.
Amen. Yes. Healed all of our diseases.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Who else? Anybody else? Amen.
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Amen. Who else? Amen. Go.
God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble.
Amen. Who else? You see what I'm doing? Every time the word is spoken, the enemy is being defeated.
Amen.
Every time the word is spoken, there's faith that's increasing in the house. I may be the pastor here. I may be an under-shepherd under the Father to watch over you. But we're the body. And God places things inside of you. He places words inside of you for other people. He said, when we come together, we're going to bring it to the house. Amen. And as we come together, then he says, hey, then there's hymns. Hymns. Who's got a favorite hymn they want to sing? Wait a minute. Wait, raise your hand. Is that y'all? Okay.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Does anybody else have a hymn? Anybody? Okay.
The sister read, "As Christ loved the world, the Lord woke me up the other night and said, none of this works until you understand my love."
Amen. 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 This is all about love, right? What has he said? The fruits of the Spirit, they're all love. The fruit of the Spirit begins with love, right? Amen. Anybody else? How about a spiritual song? Someone have a spiritual song? Favorite worship song? Bunch of chickens. Hey, we're not chickens, we're lions.
Amen.
Amen. You know, the devil might come in like a lion, but we serve the Lion of Judah. We serve the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to our souls. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You've overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and your testimony is sure. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same one that called you out of darkness into his marvelous light is the same one that put his spirit within you that empowers you to walk in the fullness of his power and the fullness of his might. Amen. We're not no longer aliens or away from God. We're joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. I walk in the favor and you walk in the favor of God. You're blessed going in. You're blessed coming out. The favor of God is all over you. You're going to prosper. Everything you put your hand to will prosper. You're the child of God. Get this in your head. You talk about speaking life, 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 life. Every time Jesus comes in the room, death leaves. Amen. We're bearers of light and we're bearers of the life of God, the life in him. Amen. I don't know about you, but nay, in all these things, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. Amen. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to lift each other up. He's the glory and he is the lifter of your heads. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to walk out of this place depressed, oppressed, sick, beating. He wants to strengthen you in his power and in his might. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to go home. Pray this week. Bring something. Allow the Lord to activate something in your heart and life and bring it into the house of God. You know, there's somebody that's sitting in the room that needs what you've got. Amen. Let me say something to you. I may get loud, but I don't get mad. If I get mad, I'm going to get mad at the adversary. Amen. I don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but with principalities, with rulers of darkness, with spiritual wickedness in high places. My battle isn't with people, amen? So I ain't going to put somebody's face on the battle, amen? Just as the gifts of the Spirit come flowing in this house and going to flow through you and I, we're going to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. He says there's no condemnation to those that walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh, amen? We want to allow the Spirit of God to arise. When God arises, who's get scattered? The enemy gets scattered every time God's lifted up, amen? Amen? Are you listening? Are you listening? Faith activates. Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I'm soft spoken, or you don't understand, Pastor. I don't speak, but that's okay. Jump up and down then. Hello? Do a twist. Amen. Get a little soul going on. Y'all don't want me to get there. Praise God. Are you with me? Amen. Are you with me? How many know that every time that Lord puts a word in your heart and mind, there's someone in the room that needs it? Amen. There's someone in the room that needs it. And when I close my mouth and I don't open it up, the person leaves and say, Lord, I thought you were going to give me something. I went and I wanted to get it, but I didn't get it. And it was here. God's placed stuff in your heart that's for others, not just for you, but for others. Amen. Amen. You know, everything that we go through is for the benefit of someone else. Amen? And this toe thing, you know what happened? I don't know. I got to sit. maybe I didn't have the strip to chase the kids yesterday. But he told me to do one thing. He told me to put my foot up. I didn't put nothing on it. I didn't do anything. I did what he told me to do. And you know me, I'm stubborn. You know what I wanted to do yesterday? I wanted to go run 6 miles. Because that's what I do every morning. I wanted so badly to do that, but I had to be obedient. I had to be obedient to what God said. How many, you know that obedience is better than sacrifice? Amen. In other words, when God is speaking to us, or these words that come forth, we're not just talking for the sake of talking. Amen. And if you think that the pastor is preaching at you, I'm not preaching at anyone. Half the time when I get into a word or something, I got to get down there and get on the altar and weep and cry and ask the Lord to forgive me for my junk. I got junk in the trunk too. I haven't arrived yet, but I wouldn't take nothing for the journey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Where were we? Were we in the Bible? Then I'm going to go quickly. Colossians 3:16, we had the word of wisdom. He also says a word of knowledge. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1, verse 18. We're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about spiritual wisdom. We're talking about spiritual knowledge. He gives severally as he wills to every man. Severally. It just doesn't mean that we just may have one gift. We could have multiple gifts. You could have all the gifts. You won't have all the gifts because you're going to need someone else. I think we're in need of one another. Ephesians 1:18 says, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Amen. Amen. What is knowledge? Knowledge is understanding. What do we say? Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen? In other words, if there's something you don't understand in the Word of God, study it out. Study it out. Ask the Lord to show you. Ask Him to reveal it to you. Amen? You don't need somebody to feed you. You can feed yourself. Amen? You know who I'm supposed to be ministering to here? New believers. You guys are supposed to be learning from the elders in the church. You're supposed to be feeding the body and taking care of the babies. Amen. We're just supposed to be continually bringing them in. Amen. 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 That's what we're to do. We're completely to bring in and teach and train and disciple others in Christ. So turn back with me to Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9. Verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight. What does he delight in? Loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. He delights in these three things. Amen. So we're looking at the word. So the prophet Hosea said in Hosea chapter 6, verse 3, that then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning. He comes unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain upon the earth. In other words, there's seasons of rain, just like the planting season and the harvest season. And I believe we're in the season of the latter rain. I believe he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, like he said, and our sons and daughters are going to prophesy, and our young men are going to have visions, and our old men are going to dream dreams. He said, upon my servants and my handmaids will I pour out my spirit in those days. I believe we're in the latter time. I believe we're getting ready to usher in the return of the Lord. And he's coming back for his church. He's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. He's looking for a glorious church. I think it's time for the church to arise. Amen. And be what God's called us to be. Amen. Are you with me? That's knowledge. In other words, he wants us to understand. He wants us to have understanding. He wants us to understand. We should be as children of God and walking in the Spirit, we should be sensitive to the times and the seasons and the things that we're in. And these things shouldn't take us by surprise. There's no surprises to the church of God and to the body of Christ. God has showed you everything that's going to come. He'll show you things that are coming. Great and mighty things, he says. Amen. They're not leaving because of the word. They're leaving because they have to leave at this time. Hallelujah. I didn't chase Roy and Kay out of the church, okay? Amen. But he's pouring out. He's pouring out. He's pouring out. You know, it was pouring down raining yesterday. If you never stepped outside of your house or your car, you never got wet. And what God is saying, if you will not step out of what you're already doing and do something new, you're not going to get wet. You got to step out in faith. You got to stop waiting for it to come. You got to step out believing that it's there. Hallelujah. God is just saying it's time for faith to arise. Amen. Amen. He's given everybody in the room a measure of faith. Man, look out when we come together with faith. When two agree, is touching anything on earth, anything they ask, it shall be done of them of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. I believe God in his word. Hey. Hey. But you got to get wet.
Amen.
You got to get wet. It ain't going to mess up your hair. And it doesn't matter anyway. Hello? God ain't looking at your hairdo. He's looking to see if you hear and do. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that. You got to have hair to have a hairdo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, we're in the latter days, church. Signs and wonders and miracles should be happening all around us, and we shouldn't be surprised when they take place. Amen. What activates it? Faith. Faith is the activator. Faith is the activator. Faith is the activator. Faith is the activator. What are you confessing with your mouth? Are you confessing the disease? Are you confessing the resolve? What's speaking out of your mouth? Amen. Amen. Are you getting up every morning and say, thank you, Lord? Things are changing. Hello? Jump back. Woo! Be like James Brown. Jump back, kiss yourself. Hey, man, I don't know where that came from. Amen. Amen. Do you hear what the Lord's saying? Are you listening? Are you listening? We can't do the same thing and expect something different. That's insanity. That's insanity. And the church has been insane. They've been doing the same thing over and over and over and over and expecting a different outcome. It's time to do something different. It's time to step out and do what God said. He said this. Wait a minute. He said in Hebrews chapter 13. I knew I was going to get to use this somewhere. Hebrews 12, verse 27. And he said, in this word, yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And what the Lord is saying is, he's getting ready to shake off some tradition. He's getting ready to shake off some religion. He's getting ready to shake off those man-made things that is added to his word. His word is alive. His word will accomplish everything he said it would do. That grace isn't going to change. The answer isn't going to change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, first and last, and everything in between. Hallelujah. He is doing something new. He says for you and I, it's time for us to shake, rattle, and roll. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. What's going to take place if we just do a little bit of shaking in the house? Amen. Somebody used to make fun of my parents when years ago because they were holy rollers. They were rolling around, but there's people being healed. There's signs and wonders and miracles follow them. If it takes rolling around, hey, let me roll, Lord Jesus. This is how we roll. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever the Lord wants, let's come out of the box. Come on, let's come out of the box. I don't know about you, but I don't like what's going on. Amen. I'm sick and tired of what's going on. I'm looking for something brand new. And the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. God wants to stir us to action. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. John 8:32. He said, and ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The only thing that will free our nation, that will free our world, that will free the body of Christ is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. So what God is saying today in this house, can we just shout the name of Jesus? Hallelujah! What's going to take place? Here you go. I'm going to say something. I'm going to say this in closing. You've got people that come up here and they're trying to usher in the presence of God. And they're trying to lead us into the presence of God. Where we enter his gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and enter his courts with praise. And they stand up here and sing. And they look out. You know what this means? You know when I was in sales, because God uses everything, when people used to do this, you know what I used to say? I'd go up to them and say, man, stop. Move their hands. That's the way they're going to bury you. Don't get used to that position. Amen? Because it means a closed mind. It's body language. Why do you think so many times that we ask you to open your hands and your arms up You know what this is? It's surrender and it's a receiving mode. God isn't looking at our outward things. He's looking at our heart. And we're not here to judge anybody. But what we're here to say is, hey, Lord, here I am. So can we just stand and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. I heard your word today. And this is like a funnel to you, Lord. Father, I pray that you stir every gift at every last individual that's in the room. Gifts that have been laying dormant are being activated by faith in the name of Jesus. Every last person in the room is called by you. You didn't call them by their sin, you called them by their name. And today they're answering the call that's on their life. They're saying, Father God, I'm open, I'm receptive, I'm saying to you today, Lord, not my will, but your will be done in my life. I surrender it to you, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. And Lord, whatever you ask me to do, I'm going to do it. I'm going to come outside of the box. I ain't going to continue to do the same thing. God's mercy is new every morning. He's ready to do a brand new thing. A brand new thing. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. You know, the Word of God says that we'll do way more miracles than Jesus ever did. We're going to do things that Jesus didn't even do. Not that we're any better than Jesus, because it's Jesus in us. It's Jesus in you, it's Jesus in me. Father God, let the wind of the Spirit blow upon this, Lord. Let your fire fall on this house, Father God. Lord, you stirred us to action today, Father God. We're moving forward, we're not looking back. In the name of Jesus, thank him for his gifts. And God, gifts of God that are irrevocable, that do not change. Lord, I pray your blessings upon the people as they go. Let your face shine upon them.